This is the NewsRamp Events Podcast. It's Friday evening, April 24th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. DW Quantum QBTS to report first quarter FY 2026 financial results on May 12th. The company will release its financial results for the quarter ended March 31st, 2026, before the market opens. A conference call will be held at 8:00 a.m. Eastern Time on May 12th, 2026, to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate in the call.
Tech media breaks. Data Vault AI Income deploys ADIOR platform at NFL Draft, advances NILX launch. Data Vault AI Income deployed its ADIOR athlete engagement platform at the NFL Draft, showcasing its scalability and commercial viability. This move supports the upcoming launch of Data Vault NIX, targeting the collegiate NIL and global sports sponsorship market. Data Vault AI is a leader in AI experience and asset monetization in the Web 3.0 environment, offering comprehensive solutions across various industries.
Tech media breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. launches live robot pilot at the IOA Championship. The autonomous robots BIM-E and TIM-E are providing beverage service, waste management, and delivery at the event in California. This marks a significant step in Knight Food's commercialization strategy, showcasing scalability in outdoor hospitality environments. The robots will continue operations post-event, supporting ongoing validation efforts as Knight Food collaborates with Foxconn and Nuo Robotics.
Mission IR news breaks. Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc. schedules Q1 2026 earnings release and conference call. Strawberry Fields REIT has scheduled its Q1 2026 earnings release for May 8, 2026, before the market opens. A conference call and webcast will follow at 12:00 p.m. Eastern Time on the same day to discuss the results. Investors can pre-register for the call to receive dial-in details, with a live webcast and replay available on the company's website. Investor news breaks. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. schedules Q1 2026 earnings release and conference call. Strawberry Fields REIT has scheduled its Q1 2026 earnings release for May 8, 2026, before the market opens. A conference call and webcast will follow at 12:00 p.m. Eastern Time on the same day to discuss the results. Investors can pre-register for the call to receive dial-in details and access a live webcast and replay on the company's website.
Grants awarded nationwide to support student health, emergency readiness. Grants from the American Heart Association and the NFL are supporting student health and emergency readiness in 188 schools across 45 states. This initiative, funded by the NFL's NFL Play 60 campaign, aims to promote physical activity and well-being among children. The grants provide resources like physical activity equipment, flag football, and CPR readiness programs, ensuring that students have the tools they need to thrive.
Smart Lighting Expo and Lighting Fair conclude successfully. The third Smart Lighting Expo and the 17th Hong Kong International Lighting Fair concluded successfully, attracting 13,000 global buyers. Exhibitors showcased cutting-edge smart lighting products, with respondents optimistic about future sales prospects in markets like India and Australia. The events highlighted Hong Kong's role as a global hub for lighting products. New zones like Light Lab and Smart Display and Stage Lighting and Sound Zone enhanced sourcing effectiveness, resulting in positive trade outcomes.
Hand-building pottery sessions at Paint Play Sip cover four event types. Paint Play Sip Sydney has introduced private pottery classes tailored for various events, including kids' parties, hens' nights, team building, and birthdays. The studio offers hands-on experiences in a social setting, with sessions customized to each group's needs. From children's birthday parties to colleague team building, participants engage in guided pottery-making activities, fostering creativity and collaboration. Metatea shareholders endorse board proposals with strong support at AGM 2026. Metatea's Holding AG shareholders overwhelmingly supported all board proposals at the AGM 2026. With 77.4% of total share capital represented, significant majority approvals were seen for board members and key reports. New member Yang Xu joins the Finance and Audit Committee. Chairman Marco Godola continues to lead the board. For more details, visit MedArtis' website.
Home to Go to announce first quarter 2026 financial results on 13 May 2026. CFO Sebastian Bielski will present the results in a conference call at 10:00 a.m. CEST, followed by a Q&A session. The presentation will be in English and accessible via a live audio webcast. Interested participants can register in advance for the call at ir.hometogo.de/webcast.
Discover Chismosa Comedy, NYC's hottest new stand-up show, by Paula J. Leon. Rising comedian Paula J. Leon brings her hit show Chismosa Comedy to Comedy Village in Times Square, offering a fresh take on stand-up comedy in NYC. Blending stand-up, storytelling, and gossip, the show features a rotating lineup of top comedians from the city's vibrant comedy scene. Prepare for an unforgettable night of laughter and gossip at Comedy Village. Alternative data can give investors an edge. Battlefin's Alt Data Consensus Estimates platform delivers it. Battlefin's Alt Data Consensus Estimates platform is set to revolutionize how investors make decisions. By aggregating signals from multiple alternative data providers, investors can now access continuously updated insights beyond traditional financial reports and analyst estimates. The platform, launching on May 14th, aims to provide a clear picture of company performance and market trends, offering a competitive edge in today's complex investment landscape. Billion Dollar Breaks, D-Wave Quantum Inc. to report first quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on May 12, 2026. The company will release its financial results before market open on May 12, 2026 and host a conference call at 8:00 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. For more information, visit DWA's Investor Relations website.
Mining news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, and last month, I am committed to rescue Over and Definition Products. 1 million plus 105 co-founder and B21. Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, American, NYSE, American, NYSE, American, NYSE, American Use Inc. products. Energy Fuels Inc. has scheduled a conference call for May 7, 2026 at 9:00 a.m. Mountain Time to discuss its quarter one financial results. The call will be led by management, followed by a Q&A session. Participants can join via Rapid Connect registration, operator-assisted dial-in, or a live webcast. A replay will be available until May 14th.
Cess Innovations unveils cutting-edge surgical robotic technologies at SMRSC 2026. SS Innovations International, Inc. unveiled cutting-edge surgical robotic technologies at SMRSC 2026, including the SSI Vimana Aero, SSI Avatara, and SSI Operion. The SSI Vimana Aero, a drone system, aims to provide expert surgical care in active battle zones. The SSI Avatara leverages humanoid systems for various applications, while the SSI Aprion is a mobile operating room ecosystem. These innovations aim to make robotic surgery more accessible globally.
Stabilis SE invitation to a web conference on Q2 FY 2026, results on May 4th, 2026. Stabilis SE invites investors and analysts to a web conference on May 4th, 2026 at 10:30 a.m. CEST to discuss its Q2 FY 2026 results. The management board will present the company's development in the second quarter. The H1 FY 2026 interim report and presentation will be available on the company's website. Further details and registration information can be found on Stabilis SE's investor relations website.
Martial Arts History Museum announces first ever Warrior Women exhibit. The Martial Arts History Museum announces the first ever Warrior Women exhibit, a groundbreaking installation honoring the critical role of women in warfare and cultural preservation. Curated by Kumu Michelle Manu, a 10th degree black belt, the exhibit will highlight women as protectors and carriers of martial knowledge. The Warrior Women Exhibit Gala is scheduled for Saturday, August 22, 2026, at 4 p.m. PDT in Glendale, California, marking the first time women are honored in a martial arts museum.
Discover Precision Medicine at Functional Longevity Summit, Dallas 2026. Discover Precision Medicine at Functional Longevity Summit, Dallas 2026, hosted by Boston BioLife. The event, taking place May 15th to 17th, 2026, at the Hilton Anatole, brings together healthcare professionals to explore the latest advancements in longevity science and practice optimization. With a focus on practical implementation and revenue optimization, the summit features leading experts and innovative companies in the field of regenerative medicine.
Ancient flow meets modern history. Martial Arts History Museum announces exclusive Tai Chi and Qigong series. The Martial Arts History Museum in Glendale, CA, is set to launch an exclusive Tai Chi and Qigong class series on May 14th. Led by renowned instructor Lady Lelaine Reed, this immersive wellness experience aims to promote balance, mobility, and vital energy through ancient practices. Participants can enjoy the classes surrounded by historic combat relics, with each session including full museum admission for $20 per class. Discover Precision Medicine at Functional Longevity Summit, Dallas 2026. Boston BioLife will host the Functional Longevity Summit, Dallas 2026, from May 15th to 17th at the Hilton Anatole, bringing together healthcare professionals to explore precision medicine, regenerative therapies, and practice optimization. The event aims to provide practical strategies for improving patient outcomes and business performance through advanced diagnostics, personalized therapies, and more. For more information, visit the full announcement.
AI News breaks Blue Sky AI Inc. to present at AI and Tech Virtual Investor Conference, April 23rd. Blue Sky AI Inc. is set to present at the AI and Tech Virtual Investor Conference on April 23rd, with CEO Trent D'Ambrosio leading the session at 1:30 p.m. ET. Investors can engage in real-time Q&A and schedule one-on-one meetings for April 23rd, 24th, 27th, and 28th. An archive webcast will be available post-event. Blue Sky AI, based in Salt Lake City, specializes in neo-cloud infrastructure for AI, supporting various entities from startups to enterprises.
Benzinga and PropShop Trader to host webinar on the new era of proprietary trading. Benzinga and PropShop Trader are teaming up to host a webinar on the new era of proprietary trading. The session will delve into how modern prop firms are changing the game for retail traders by offering access to professional capital and structured career pathways. Join Senior Risk Manager Jim Simmons as he breaks down evaluation models, risk management frameworks, and the transition from personal capital to firm-backed accounts. Register for the webinar on April 23rd at 11 a.m. ET on Benzinga.com.
The Protocase Companies and Advanced Glazings are hosting a career fair in Wilmington, NC to support their rapid U.S. expansion. Hiring across manufacturing, engineering, open source infrastructure, and advanced building materials, the event will take place on April 30th, 2026 from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Maritime North Business Park. Attendees can explore opportunities with Protocase, 45 Drives, Protospace MFG, and Advanced Glazings, showcasing a culture of speed, ownership, and continuous improvement.
Early trials suggest mRNA vaccine could be effective against pancreatic cancer. A personalized mRNA vaccine has shown signs of meaningfully extending survival in pancreatic cancer patients. 6-year results from a small but closely tracked clinical trial support that conclusion. The findings are being presented at a major oncology conference in San Diego. Different companies such as Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. are exploring a number of approaches to boost the immune system's ability to fight against pancreatic cancer.
Mission IR News Breaks, SEGG Media Corporation, NASDAQ, SEGG, LTRYW reports strong engagement from Quadrant Formula One U2 release, SEGG Media Corporation, NASDAQ, SEGG, LTRYW has reported strong engagement from its subsidiary Quadrant following the release of a YouTube video featuring Formula One drivers Lando Norris and Carlos Sainz Jr. The video has garnered over 4 million views, with 1 million in the first 24 hours. This campaign celebrating 100 years of karting has also generated 18.5 million social media impressions and 1.92 million engagements, showcasing Quadrant's growth strategy. Mini Golf US Open segment on Fox & Friends used portable course. Fox & Friends featured a live Mini Golf US Open on their outdoor plaza in 2018, using a portable 9-hole course supplied by Clowns for Kids. The event showcased Magical Productions Entertainment's ability to deliver a visually engaging mini golf setup for live television, demonstrating the company's expertise in event entertainment. The segment highlighted the company's capacity to execute creative concepts in any setting, solidifying its reputation as a top entertainment provider in the New York area.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.